بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن الشريد بن سويد رضي الله عنه قال: مر بي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنا جالس هكذا، وقد وضعت يدي اليسرى خلف ظهري واتكأت على إلية يدي، فقال: أتقعد قعدة المغضوب عليهم؟ رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح. Just to complete the hadith which we discussed quite in detail yesterday, Shareed bin Suwaid radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by me whilst I was sitting in the following position. I had placed my left hand behind my back and I was leaning on the fleshy part of the thumb of the left hand. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited the Sahabi from adopting this position. As we mentioned yesterday, the reasoning behind the prohibition, أَتَقْعُدُ قِعْدَةَ الْمَغْضُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ, will you adopt? The Prophet ﷺ very, very interestingly voiced his aversion in the form of a question. أَتَقْعُدُ, will you sit like this? Sit in what position? مَغْضُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ, the position of those who have earned the anger of Allah Ta'ala. Reference to Surah Fatiha, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Allah Ta'ala, every rakat of every salah, we are asking Allah Ta'ala, making dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah must save us from the way of the nation who earned the anger of Allah Ta'ala and those who went astray. The Mufassireen generally describe مَغْضُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ based on other verses of the Qur'an referring to the Jews, in other words, the Yahud. So the principle which we touched on yesterday, مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ, whoever you will imitate, whether it's your weddings, whether it's your business practices, whether it's your dressing, whether it's even your manner of speech. And from this hadith we learn even the manner of sitting, your manner of relaxing, sleeping, whatever you are doing, we have to at all times endeavor that our guide, our example, our role model, who we take our direction from, is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stay away from the way, or even imitating the Yahud and the Nasara. And they have their culture, they have their value system, they have their system. And we have our culture, and we have our value system, and we have our role model. And that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we mentioned yesterday, we touched on it, many, many verses in the Qur'an, Allah commands us that it is impossible for you to practice on the Qur'an or Shariat if you are not following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you find Sahaba, their lives are replete with incidents. Can't even scratch the surface. There's even, Allahu Akbar, there's even one riwayat which comes that it's mentioned that on the road to Hajj, there was a particular tree under which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relieved himself. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma made a concerted attempt to preserve this particular tree, so that whenever he would undertake the journey to Makkah Mukarramah, he would ensure that whether he needed to or he didn't need to, he would pause underneath this tree. Why? Because in the journey of Hajj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paused underneath this particular tree. So which tree Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a particular journey stopped and rested under or relieved himself? To that extent, Sahaba would attempt to follow and emulate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned about the greatest personality of this ummah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, لَسْتُ تَارِكًا شَيْئًا كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَعْمَلُ بِهِ إِلَّا عَمِلْتُ بِهِ. He said that I did not leave out a single thing. By single thing is not just meant salah or zakat or hajj, meant anything. Sitting, walking, talking, mannerism, posture. I did not leave out a single thing that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing, except amiltu bihi, I followed him. I did everything exactly as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. And then look at the reasoning that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu gives. He says, inni akhsha in taraktu shay'an min amrihi an azir. He said, I had this very real fear in my heart that if I leave out anything that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing, I would go astray. In other words, I would lose my iman and lose my deen. The preservation of my deen and iman was in adhering to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The incident of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when someone derided him or commented to him that by keeping your pants or by keeping your lungi or by keeping your clothing halfway between your knee and your ankle, you are in fact imitating the slaves. Those we look down upon. This was the pride or the arrogance of the people of amongst the Arabs during the age of ignorance or jahiliyyah. The interesting thing is the response of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. Look at the wording of the response, how he responded to this person. He said, Inna la nasna'u shay'an hatta yasna'u sahibuna. We don't do anything. In other words, we, the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do not do anything to the point of how we keep our clothing. Understand? Uthman is passing the statement in reference to what? The length of his clothing. Even to that detail, there's nothing we do until we see what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is doing. لا نسنع شيئا حتى يسنع صاحبنا. And then when we see that in this, in other words, the length of the clothing, or in anything else, we see what he did, then وَنَتَّبِعُ أَثَرَى blindly, without question, down to the last detail, meticulously, we follow what we saw him doing. So we have our role model, we have our guide, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mentioned about Umar radiallahu anhu, these are eminent sahaba. Even when it came to the kissing of the Hajar Aswad, Umar radiallahu anhu stood in front of the Hajar Aswad and he said, you are a stone. You are just a stone. You cannot benefit or harm me. I take an oath on Allah. If I had not seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kissing you, I would never have kissed you. Even the kissing of the Hajar Aswad. Why? Because I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, coming back to the point that we find in this hadith, we have our culture, we have our role model, we have our way of life, Islam, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then there is the culture and the value system of the Yahud, the Nasara, the people of Batil. We have to make a concerted attempt and effort, particularly amongst our children, amongst our families, in our homes. Today, unfortunately, if you look at the upbringing of children and the direction we are putting them in, this is why 6, 7, 8 year old youngsters, they know the names of the sports stars, they know who's the soccer, who's a soccer personality, who's a cricket personality, who is the, and you'll find pictures of that so-called personality on their clothing. You'll find the hairstyle imitating that particular individual. What does this tell us? It's not that child's fault. The problem lies with the parents. In fact, there's an expression. They say, Al-waladu sirrun li abi. The father may be wearing kurta and have a beard on, mashallah. But where is his heart? What does he love? What is he really attached to? They say, look at his children. In his children, you'll see what's in the heart of the parents. Al-waladu sirrun li abi. The secret of where the actual direction of the heart of the parent is will reveal itself in the children. So, what are the attempts or the efforts we are making in our homes? How much are we really, by the way we conduct ourselves, planting these seeds of the value of sunnah? Just take last night. Take last night as one example. Not yet to run some examination. Each one of us ask ourselves, before sleeping, how many of us reminded our children what dua to read before you sleep? How many of us reminded our children which direction you're supposed to face? How many of us reminded our children make miswak before you sleep? Yes, what, brush your teeth, or have a bath. That will remind them. Why? Because where we got that culture from? So this is indication of how much value of sunnah. They are al-waladu sirrun li abi. Look in the children. In a child who loves sunnah, it's the proof that his parents love sunnah. What are the, see, Mawlana Ihsan Sahib, as I alluded towards this yesterday, Daun Barakatu, he says, part of the daily ta'lim at home is ask yourself, in the house, pertaining to domestic life, living at home, how many sunnah are there? For example, say 100. For example, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when you go to sleep at night, there should be no container of food that is open. He said, wabal, sickness from the heavens descends one night every year. And in every home where there is a container of food, you'll have some pot of food, whatever it is, lying open, wabal and sickness enters it. So in other words, we become the architects of our own problems. And we want to know where these strange state sicknesses and problems are coming from. He said, cover the containers. That's just one sunnah. Like that, there are many sunnah pertaining to domestic life. Masayed Khan Sahib, Ihsan Sahib says, every day, part of the ta'lim that you have with your family, at home, sit down, ask yourself, that alhamdulillah, there are 100 sunnah that pertain to domestic life, how many are we practicing on? If you're practicing on 30 or 40 or 45 or 50 or whatever it is, he says, daily make fikr with your family, how to increase sunnah. What will happen? Automatically, the identity of our children will become attached to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seeds will be planted at that age. And it's the protection of deen, it's the protection of our iman. And what does Allah ta'ala tell us in the Quran? Wa in tuti'uhu tahtadu. Sunnah is like a tap. Sunnah is like a rain of what? Hidayat. Tuti'uhu tahtadu. The more you obey Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more you follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tahtadu, hidayat comes. The key to hidayat, the key to guidance, the key to the protection of iman is sunnah. For example, today is the day of Jumu'ah. Already run out of time. How many sunnahs there are pertinent to the day of Jumu'ah? How many of us sat with our families last night and made muzakara? Reminded our wives and children we have to read Surah Kahf or read Surah Dukhan, or the day of Jumu'ah is coming. Make ghusl on the day of Jummah. Put your itar on. Come early for Jummah Salah. How many sunnahs there are? Today, unfortunately, we understand the value of maal. We understand the value of wealth. This is why we don't want our children or our families to miss out on any financial opportunity. If we lose out on something, we feel the pain in our heart. What we don't understand is the value of sunnah. Wallah, one sunnah is more valuable than all the wealth in the whole world. So it's very, very important, respected brothers, that we try and imbibe sunnah, the culture of Islam, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our lives. Allah give us tawfiq.